Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Ms. Cindy Applebaum of the American Heart Association. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bosch.
Well, we are so glad that you took time out your busy schedule to come over and give us an interview about this great organization and how you guys are truly making a difference in people's lives. Once again, we thank you.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to dig right in then. Why are you co-chairing the Go for Red for Women's Luncheon?
So when I was invited to co-chair, I immediately thought of my best friend who passed away at the age of 39 years old, three teenage children, and she died at the snap of a fingers or drop of a pin from a massive heart attack while she was working, waiting for her son to pick her up and gone before her son got there. So it just, she was my best friend from the time I was yay high and somebody that left just such an indelible mark on my life that I thought to honor her, I would do this.
So it really touched you.
That it absolutely did.
Wow. Can you tell us about the event?
Absolutely. So first off, we will have somewhere around 600 or so women, hopefully more, at the luncheon.
And one guy.
And, we'll have lots of guys, but we hope you can come.
With a great haircut.
We'll have to make sure that we get the part in the photos.
Exactly.
And the whole purpose of the time that I've been volunteering leading up to the luncheon is to raise money to fight heart disease in women. And part of the luncheon, we will have breakout sessions, which are more educational in nature.
Great.
We will have a silent auction, which is phenomenal. And we will do health screenings as well.
Okay.
In addition to that, we offer for women that want to apply for a Better You program. They get accepted. They go through a 12-week program that teaches them how to live a healthier lifestyle. So those women will be introduced to the crowd as well because it's a significant accomplishment for them. They are trying to change their lives so they don't wind up being like my best friend who passed away 25 years ago, way too soon. Mm. We also present what is known as the Crystal Heart Award, which goes to somebody that has had a tremendous impact for the American Heart Association. And we share a lot of moving stories, which I think Monica will be sharing hers at some point.
Right.
Very moving story.
That's going to be part two of a two-part segment. So talk a little bit about why is it Go Red for Women? That's interesting.
When you think of the heart, you think of red.
All right.
Think of women, you think of red.
Okay.
At least I hope you do.
Especially on Valentine's Day.
Especially on Valentine's Day or the day that you're going to get down on one knee, Bosch, and ask your lady to marry you.
Yes, how about that?
So,
just if I got down on one knee, I don't know if I could get right back up quick. But anyway, moving right along.
Yes.
Right. So that's why it's called Go Red then, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So why is this event particularly for women and not men?
So it's not just for women.
Okay.
We
just thought I'd ask. So we'll talk about
that. So the initiative was really started 15 years ago to create an awareness within the women population because heart disease is the number one killer of women.
Yes, it is. And alarming rates.
Absolutely.
It's almost like prostate cancer for black men.
Yes.
So I can totally relate to that.
But heart disease does not discriminate.
No.
So whatever we can share directed for women, and women do, their symptoms can be different than men. So we want to make sure that it's across everybody. But this is kind of fun to do it for women and it's just...
Well, all I can say is when women are dressed up in red, this is going to be an awesome event.
Yes, it is.
Yes, and for a good cause, bringing awareness and exposure to the American Heart Association and heart disease, I mean, you guys can't go wrong. That's a twofer, you know?
Yes.
So what is something women can do to prevent heart disease and stroke?
I think be aware of the signs.
And what are those? Talk about that a little bit.
So women can also get the crushing pain that you hear about, so typically with heart disease or a heart attack, but they also can get gastrointestinal distress. They can have shoulder pain, back pain, sweating, dizziness, and extreme fatigue. So those are the predominant symptoms that a woman might feel.
So if there's a woman that's listening to this particular segment and she's sitting there saying, wow, I just heard this, why should people come to this event along with women and men? Why should they, you know, really come and be involved?
Well, I think there are three reasons.
Okay.
Number one, it's a luncheon. So it's a great, fun event in the middle of the day.
Right.
And who doesn't need that?
Yes.
Number two, it is educational. And let's face it, there are four people, if you count your engineer, sitting in this studio right now. And every one of us, when you think about the number of friends that we have, we can spread the word about why it's so important for women to understand their health. And number three, what better place to go and sit with 600 women?
Oh, man, I am so totally there. You know, 600 women and one or two guys, that's heaven.
You
know,
you yes.
My heart is definitely going to be working on overdrive that day. Forget the cardio in the morning. I'm going to the lunch.
All right. Well, we hope to see you there, Bosch.
Yes.
It's also one other thing. It's also a fundraiser. It's one of the largest fundraisers. And without the money, it will be very challenging for the American Heart Association to continue educating women. It will be the Better You program would go away. So there are so many tremendous benefits to the luncheon besides just the fun part. Being with 600 women, it's also about the ongoing mission.
Okay. So, Cindy, tell us a little bit about your background.
So I am the market president and publisher for the Albany Business Review.
Okay.
And it's fun. I do love my job.
Okay.
But I have been in the business world in this community for a very long time.
Okay, born, breaded, and buttered right here in the Capital District.
Born, yes,
breaded
absolutely.
And buttered.
But breaded and buttered. I love that.
You like
but
that?
Yes,
okay.
I am. I am definitely a Capital Region person.
Okay. Local schools right here?
Local schools.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, great. Family background, kids?
I do. I have two children. I have a 26-year-old son and a 25-year-old daughter.
All right. Give them a shout out.
Hi, Zach. Hi, Jordan.
Okay.
My daughter lives in Pennsylvania, unfortunately, but my son lives with me. And, they are just the joy of my life.
Okay.
And my two dogs.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And my nephew.
Okay. Gotcha. And husband?
No, my husband passed away, unfortunately, from cancer.
Oh, geez.
When, right after we've adopted our children. And just a couple of short years after my youngest was adopted, he passed away suddenly.
Okay. So before we close out, tell people how they can reach out and get involved. Some websites, some phone numbers, you know, whatever they need to do.
So you can go to the American Heart Association website, which is American Heart Association, I believe it's /Albany.com. It's a great way to get involved. Or you can feel free to reach out to me at the Albany Business Review.
Okay.
I can connect you with the folks at the American Heart Association.
Great.
Yes.
Great. Well,
let me just say that the luncheon is on May 16th.
Oh, yeah, right.
At the Albany Capital Center.
Right, okay.
And all you need to do is Google Go Red for Women 2019.
Okay.
It will pop up and you can get your tickets. We hope to see as many people there.
Great.
I'd love to see 800 women there. Yes. And maybe 300 men. Wouldn't that be ideal?
Well, we're going to work
you
on
don't,
that.
You don't want the men there, though, do you, Bosch?
No, I'm a little selfish.
Okay.
You know? Maybe two men, the guy who opens the door for you guys.
Just remember, wear a red tie.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm going to be, just red.
Or wear a red hat. You said you liked hats.
Yes.
And I
have a red hat.
All right.
Yes, I do.
Then wear a red hat.
Okay. Well, Cindy, I just want to end by saying I appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate everything that you're doing, and I appreciate everything that you will continue to do. You are a true blessing and asset to the American Heart Association and the entire 518 area code. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, Bosch, thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get that heart.
I got it. But right back at you, because without people like you that are willing to help us spread the messaging, it would be more challenging to continue the fundraising. So thank you.
It's an honor and a pleasure to use my platform to bring awareness and exposure to such a worthy cause. And once again, I am truly honored and humbled. And once again, thank you. Don't be a stranger, okay?
You are not
part of the WOOC 105.3 FM family, okay?
Great. Thank you so much, Bosch.
Great. All right, then. Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.